All right, so it is now time for Nicole to answer some of the questions that you guys have asked on Instagram. So the first one comes from...
Who?
So stupid, but...
Someone we know?
I'm still going to ask it. It comes from someone we know.
Oh.
His name is Ridwan.
Oh! Wait, he actually asked you on your story.
And his, yeah.
Okay.
And his question is, do I look handsome now or back then?
Wow.
Look at her face. She
no, because you can see the icon there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect.
Is it perfect what?
No, it's like the perfect. Like, it's like low-key cringy because he's like holding a bouquet of flowers.
So are you saying Ridwan is cringy?
No, I'm not saying
so
that.
You're saying
I'm not saying that.
So the answer is?
Just feels like a joke. Okay. No. Oh. No, I'm not saying that he's the joke. But
okay.
You feel like it's a joke.
Feels like a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think everyone glows up.
Okay. So you think Ridwan has glowed up?
Like fashion sense wise.
Okay. Yeah. He has sense. Changed his fashion sense, yes. Right? Starting wearing the turtlenecks and the suit.
The Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
look.
he's Steve Jobs now.
As long as he don't like come to work with messy ass hair. Like.
Oh yeah, he did that for one period.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he's glowed up now. He looks neat. He looks good.
Yeah, yeah, just like groom yourself in, you know.
Even guys, right?
Yeah.
Especially guys.
Yeah. One of the questions is, any fashion advice?
Fashion advice.
Yeah. For guys, for girls.
I think now the fashion is just like whatever you feel. You know, sometimes you see like print on print.
Yeah.
And people think it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, print. No, what's print on print?
What
like
is
print on print?
Like what? Leopard prints on.
Like zebra polka prints. Dots? I don't know. Anything. Okay. Anything can be
and
like something now.
It's all good.
Fashion advice. It's just like as long as your colors don't clash, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's my pet peeve. I feel.
How do colors clash?
Like red jacket, pink pants. I'll be like,
oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought she was going to say like red jacket, black shirt. I'm like, yo, man, no, leave me out of this.
Yeah, I'm not like a professional at this.
Sure.
But yeah.
Okay.
Just colors my pet peeve.
Colors your pet peeve?
Yeah, but I do like prints. Prints are cool.
What's your favorite print?
What's my favorite print?
Leopard,
zebra,
hippo.
I do.
Hippo.
Hippo, isn't it just like gray?
It's just gray.
It's just skin.
Yeah.
It's just gray. Leopard and zebra.
Leopard.
I think zebra's very in now.
Okay.
Yeah, zebra's very in now.
There's a season for prints.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I like on girls, I like. Is it that snake?
Snake was a thing for like last year.
Last year,
it was a huge thing. Oh. Yeah, snake was a huge thing.
Yeah,
I just don't like denim on denim.
Why?
I think it's very 2000, and it should have stayed in the 2000s.
But I think that if you style it well, denim on denim can be a thing.
I mean, who am I to say, right? I just come to office in a hoodie and check pants.
Yeah, okay, you know, I even had to tell him like, hey, can you look a bit cleaner? What the fuck?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I told him like
he wear like a button up.
No, he wore the hoodie and I was like, can you not look so sloppy? We have guests coming. Okay?
But hoodie is like the thing, you know, like the thing.
Not on me.
Not on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it's just me.
As you were talking, you were talking about denim and denim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So denim, if the shade is different, like a bit, it might look off. But if the shade is the same, it's good.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, maybe the people you're seeing the shades are like...
Maybe,
off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, the next question. What was your first impression of Ridwan?
Wow, this is... Everything's about him, man.
Are you sure he didn't ask you?
I had... No, this is not from Ridwan, by the way.
Yeah, but I assume that most of the questions would be about him, right?
No.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah. First impression.
First impression.
First impression. He was very nice. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice guy, actually. Like, very humorous.
Very funny guy.
Funny guy. Okay. Like, I wouldn't deny that he's actually really funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the first time you ever met him was on that shoot.
Yeah. And, I like his working ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's very serious when he works.
Yeah.
Which is something good to learn from, kind of thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Kind of always looked up to the fact that he's always very serious when he works. Like a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that something that is attractive about guys when they are very serious when they work?
I think when someone is...
Because I heard Debbie say that before.
Yeah.
Someone is passionate.
It is. Like passion, when you're serious, when you know what you want, goal-driven, it is, for me, it is attractive.
Mm. All right. Okay, the next question. Do you love your job?
Yes, very much.
Can you try to specify what your job is?
My job? Basically, YouTube and Instagram, a lot of people don't think that you can monetize a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, right. People are always like, wait, so what? Social media is your job. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but basically, I think like we all know.
Yeah.
Like, clients approach us. We read the deliverables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we come up with a video brands. Idea. Yeah, we work with brands. And yeah, so that is what I do.
Okay. And you love your job?
I love my job. Because even when there are no clients, I enjoy doing... I would say my TikTok is more comedy.
Okay.
Like entertainment.
Comedy. And I enjoy doing that stuff. Because I love when people share the same humor as me.
Okay.
That's why I have a meme account.
So what's your meme account? What's it called?
It's called What the Fuck Lol. Okay, bye.
Yes, it's on your Instagram bio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm missing out one meme account. I should check it out.
Yeah.
What would your favorite part about this whole social media thing be? I mean, for myself, I would say it's connecting with audiences and invoking a reaction out of them. When I say reaction, I don't mean like making them angry or like poking them so it hurts, but I enjoy them telling me that something made them laugh or something made them sad or
relatable
or something that inspires them. So what would it be for you when it comes to social media?
I feel that's the same for me as same as well. And when people, because you know when you think a joke is funny,
mm-hmm.
and you want to share it with someone, like for example your friend, and you want them to laugh also, right?
Okay.
So it's the same kind of like, you feel that satisfaction in you, like wow.
Alright.
Yeah, true.
What made you want to have so many tattoos? Did your parents forbid it?
Oh, I've always... Okay, when I was young, I'll never get tattoos.
Were you?
Yeah, wow. When I was younger, I'll never get tattoos. I'll never drink. I'll never do anything. I'll never party. Oh my God, all these things are so bad. But...
Wow.
Yeah, but when you grow up,
yeah.
You kind of... You meet other people and then sometimes the media does influence you.
It does.
How?
Western culture, Western media, you know, their lifestyle, partying.
Yeah, some people wouldn't like it, but I feel it's really fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, everything's...
just how many tattoos do you have now?
I have, I think this is the 11.
Wow.
11.
11 tattoos, yeah. But my parents... Okay, first time I got my tattoo, I was really stupid, so I wore like this... bare back shit.
Right.
And bare back romper. And then my mom was like, what is that? Then I'm like, it's like, it's temporary. She's like, no, it's not. Confirm it's not. Because my dad actually like has one.
Oh, your dad has a tattoo.
Yeah, my dad has a tattoo.
Okay, so it's not so bad, right? Yeah, it's not so bad because you can be like, but dad, you have a tattoo.
Yeah, so I did.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, but it's a really small one. Oh my God, dad, look at yours.
Is it a big one?
It's like this.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you hate Dikosh and Hirzy for trashing your book?
Nah.
No?
I feel we are all in the same line of work, right? So we know that we do have come up with content. It's okay. And it's also, I wouldn't see it as a bad thing because we can reflect in a lot of different ways. Yeah.
Okay. So no grudges. No hard feelings.
At first, I was like, why do they have to do that?
Okay.
It's a bit like, this is very shag.
Okay.
Very shag.
You know,
if you told me you felt nothing at all, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
I was actually quite upset because, I put like my feelings, emotions into this book. Then, you trash it like that. It feels kind of hurtful. But then again, I'm like, maybe Nicole, you could have done better.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very reflective of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a way, any form of publicity is still good publicity.
Yeah, but
do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
Really? I don't believe that at all.
To me?
If you go overboard, no.
I mean, but they actually, in my opinion, they actually helped you so-called like make your book more like noticed out there. You know what I mean? Like, they're still spreading the message of your book.
Yeah.
They're giving awareness to your
book. If you cannot refrain from what is going to happen, then, you know, you can have that mindset. But don't have that mindset...
Right, you know, don't have that like, mindset of like trying to create mistakes that will be controversial because...
Then that's your excuse, yeah. Like, oh yeah, because like every publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I don't think I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So what plans do you have now that clubs are shut due to the virus?
Oh,
right, because like...
I posted it.
Oh, you posted it?
No, wait, did I post it? Okay, no. My friend actually sent me the article on WhatsApp.
And that it just came out like 2 hours ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My friend sent me the article on WhatsApp. She's like, oh shit, what is Nicole gonna do now? And I'm like, everybody come at house for a house party.
House party, of
like,
course.
House
with a maximum of 10 people.
Yeah, maximum 10 people, unless it's for work, all right?
Okay. I don't think I have that many close friends.
Hey, but what if you stop partying for 30 days? What if Nicole stops partying for 30 days?
What do you mean? But I can have a party in my house by myself.
So when there's a will, there's a way still.
Yeah. Like, if you ask your friends over, you don't necessarily have to go to like anywhere. Because I feel like who you hang out with matters more than the place itself.
All right. But whatever you do, make sure it's less than 10 people and keep a safe distance.
Yes,
because
guys.
Social distancing is important.
1 meter.
Yep. COVID-19 is serious.
Things about Jian Hao Tan that angered you.
Angers me. Mm-hmm.
Did anything anger you during that time?
Angered.
I think what angered me is like, I think you passed some like remarks that I'm like, no, that's not true.
What remarks did I pass?
I think it was the fact that it was my fault that read that.
I never passed that remark though.
Oh, really?
It's been an internal feeling, but I have never said
so
like...
So it's true lah.
Oh, yeah. It's true, but I've never said it to, for example, the fans. Or I have never made it public that I feel that Nicole Chu
stole your best friend.
Okay, how I felt was I felt like Nicole Chu brainwashed Ridwan him think that he should leave Titan and go party with her. And you know, there was that one video where he released that where he just slandered the company. Knowing Ridwan, I would be like, what would give Ridwan so much confidence to do something like that? And to me, everything just pointed to Nicole Chu. Because I've known Ridwan for quite a long time before that, right?
Yes, yes.
So for him to act out of order like this would be quite unusual. Yeah.
I don't really know what was... Okay, I knew what was going on in his head. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I felt like... Why did he have so much reason to do that? Because I know... Cause I think there was a tweet that I made, right? Like when
I can't remember.
No, the one that you printed out.
I remember I printed out a tweet. No, when we did the video at the wall, we printed out and we were decorating a wall.
I don't
remember. But I remember I printed out
Okay. I just heard that he was just not happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I swear on my life, I never ever imposed, like, anything, on him, lah.
Well, maybe indirectly.
No, man, I was just there, like, listening to him, right, and I was just like, oh, okay, like, you know you do what you have to do, like, you know, if you're happy, then do that, lah. But
I would, because in my head, I would imagine that Nicole Chu was the devil's advocate, telling Ridwan, no man.
I really just like dare to like just support him if he wants it that way, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear that I don't hate you.
I don't
hate you, and even during that time, right, it was like cringe or like what was up with this video?
Yeah.
But I've never like I hope something happens. I hope something bad happens. Even though maybe I was like, okay, I was enjoying the tea. I was enjoying the drama.
Yes.
We made bets. When would Nicole Chu break up with Ridwan?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. But I don't think personally I ever hated you.
Yeah.
But it was just a situation where we were not friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Not enemies, but not friends. And it would have been quite strange if we were friends during that time or any time after the breakup. So it wasn't something that was like super necessary. It wasn't something that like, okay, maybe I have to make peace with Nicole.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but I think now we have all grown from it, and it's not something that really affects our daily lives anymore.
Yeah, I think everything was a very built up thing.
Yeah,
because I think last time there was like a lot of indirects, like on Twitter. So people were like, both of you will just assume what each other is thinking. So that built up. And also, when it came to videos, like low-key shading me here and there.
We would do that.
Yeah, yes. So I would
especially
also think,
Yeah,
you hated me. So I would think that everyone was against me. I'm like, oh, okay, damn.
Well, you have good reason to think that, because you guys put yourself so out there and everyone had something to say about it. And whenever we talked about it, the views would come. It was a trending topic.
So it wasn't actually hate. It was more like it was easy to pick at for us.
Okay, but to be fair, right? We've never directly said anything.
No.
Even when Ridwan released that video, we were just... We were about to lawyer up.
Yo!
And
we rolled
sue
out
him
sleeve,
for,
man.
We were ready to sue him for defamation.
Yeah. Holy shit.
But it was just something that wasn't so important. So we just continued with our lives.
Yeah, but I do look back at, you know, things that happen and like videos and stuff. Yeah. So I like just like, well, why was I like that?
I mean we were all young.
When I look back, I'm just like, damn, I'm glad I'm better now.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing about putting our lives on social media. It's that people see all our mistakes and they judge us on our mistakes as well.
Yeah.
But if you meet someone who is outside this scene, right, you can never judge them on their mistakes because you don't know their mistakes unless they tell it to you.
Exactly. Right. That's why it's kind of harder for us.
It is.
To kind of escape our past.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is definitely hard to escape our past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
And there are people who just want to erase something that they didn't really want to talk about. So some of them can just completely get it out of their head. But even if we try, we go on YouTube, we search our names.
Yeah,
and damn it, man. The first thing that comes on Google.
Like, you Google my name, right?
Okay, wow. What's the first thing that comes up when you Google your name?
It's probably the breakup.
It's the breakup.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And I know there was this client that actually said they wanted to drop me. Not gonna drop anything. Not gonna drop names. But this client that said they wanted to drop me. Mm-hmm. But they still worked with me, so I'm confused. Confusion.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
You just memed right there.
I'm Confucian.
Okay.
I'm Confucian.
Yeah, but I just want to make it clear, I don't hate you. I just never felt the need to actually talk to you to make peace, because I felt that it would be inappropriate as well, given the whole situation.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's all good.
All G, all G.
All good.
The fact that we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, what part of your body are you most insecure about?
Oh my god, my waist.
Your waist.
What about
it? Is it like here? Because there was this guy who posted this Insta story. And you know Mike Wazowski?
Oh yeah, the guy from Monster Inc.
He said like Mike Wazowski.
You look like Mark Wazowski?
Yeah.
How?
Like she, round body. The caption was like, why she built like that though?
it's funny. I can't help laughing, but...
No, just laugh.
But gosh, like... The kind of comments like that can really affect a person. You know?
Yes.
No, but I love Mike Wazowski. Like, I love him.
And the fact that you're able to take it like water off a duck's back means it's like you're really mature enough to actually handle criticism.
I got SpongeBob also. No, because my waist is very short. Yeah,
SpongeBob.
Okay, SpongeBob.
I don't see Mike, but okay, when you say SpongeBob.
If we're going that way, then you look like a Minecraft character.
Let me watch a cardigan today. Yeah, because my waist is very short and it's just in my jeans.
Right.
Mom, why? It's just in my jeans.
Okay. I love that you are able to talk about it so comfortably.
It's like, okay, man. When you insult yourself, no one can insult you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's true.
That's very true.
All right. Next up. How did you manage to stay positive and ignore all the haters? basically, how do you deal with hate?
Damn. It's not like a one day thing. Definitely, it's not one day thing.
It's not even like a one event thing. It was for you, it was a pretty good
period.
It was a long period. First, there was a relationship. And after the relationship, there was the book.
Yeah,
so like, it's like at different points, there were different hate. So how, what was one thing that you always told yourself?
Okay, so the first time I really got a lot of hate, right? First time in my life is when I was 15 or 16? For 14,
oh, really?
14 or 15, yeah. There was like Ask FM, remember?
Oh, Ask FM. Yeah,
there was Ask FM. And I was still in secondary school.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'm getting all these hate comments like, hey, kill yourself, you're a slut, that kind of stuff. You know, those are secondary school
stuff. Why were you so controversial even in school?
No, because I already had Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, so people just already had kind of a bit of a thing with me. Because I think I give people the vibe that I'm very mean or very bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually not.
Okay.
I'm actually, just to clarify, everybody. Just to clarify, I'm not. But that's one like misconception. Yeah, so when I was at that age, I didn't handle it well at all.
Yeah.
It was very bad. I'm just gonna say it. Like I used to like cut myself and stuff lah. You know, when you're young, you think that that's the reason is people will ask you, why do you do that to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot really explain, but it is somehow a coping mechanism. But you cannot really explain why it helps. You know?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. You understand?
Yes. He understands.
I understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went through a hard time. I didn't even know how to pick myself up. There was once I asked my mom, like, hey, mom, like, I think I need to talk to someone. But it didn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, so I went through all that, like, just slowly growing. So, I think the only thing I can tell people to do is just, you know that gradually you're getting stronger from it, but at the same time, surround yourself with people that genuinely know you. Because at the end of the day, for me, there's so many people that can say shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
They can assume what I am right now, but do they really know me? They just like saying it at the top of their heads, whatever they can think, they just like bomb. And I don't think you need to take that kind of negativity in because it's just false information.
So would you say the Nicole Chu that you portray on social media is a different person than who you actually are?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just really me.
It's really.
Yeah, because I post like me partying and everything. Uh-huh. I just like, I don't censor a lot of things, especially with my like dark humor and stuff. I don't censor anything.
Okay.
Because I feel that, why do I have to be? There are so many people out there like, being an influencer, just like being pretty and stuff, but like just you need to have personality to really connect with people, and I want them to connect with me on a level that they can relate to more than just, oh my god, I want to be her.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, I actually feel that we have a lot in common. If not for everything that happened, I think we would be pretty good friends. Yeah. Despite the age gap.
Yeah, dude. Bruh.
Okay, what inspired you to be a social media influencer?
What inspired me? I started my Instagram with very Tumblr things.
Right.
Yeah, it was very, it's Tumblr really very Tumblr. Yeah. Tumblr, yeah. Yeah, I just like to post aesthetic pictures when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, I think blog shops and stuff came to contact me. And I realized, maybe I can do something out of this. And when you're young, you're like, ooh, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like, great, right?
Yeah.
Taking photos for
when you're younger. Right?
When you're young, then it becomes a real job. Then you realize how hard it is.
Yeah, when I was 16, I realized I could fully, really, actually monetize it. And I enjoy doing it, so why not?
Great.
Yeah, nice. I just enjoy posting photos.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are some of the difficulties you are going through right now?
Difficulties?
Yeah. The Nicole Chu today.
Hmm.
What are some things you're going through?
Difficulties. I would say,
take your time to think about it.
Yeah. Like, do you argue with yourself?
The fact that nothing comes to your mind is is a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, but take your time to think about it.
I think sometimes I do worry about the future. I think everyone does.
So that's your biggest hurdle.
Like I try not to worry about the future because I like to live in the moment. Mm-hmm. But then you still have that in the back of your head. Like,
when you talk about the future, are you talking career or relationship?
Career.
Okay.
Yeah.
But relationship, you're good. You're not worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes, it comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like it comes. Yeah. I think now like I'm doing good. But you know when you are doing something, you just want more and more.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not really like monetary wise.
Okay.
But you just want to make sure you're aligned and you're still going good. Like it's like an up curve.
So you're making sure it doesn't drop more, you don't lose the stuff you have.
That's just my only worry in my life right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great to hear.
Means
you always look. You're still actually still looking forward without thinking too much about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did the amount of haters increase after you and Reid broke up?
Oh damn! Actually, I get more positive like stuff now.
Mm. Okay.
I think because I started handling myself well.
Okay.
In as just a person.
Wow.
Because you know when you're in a relationship, you have to kind of juggle two sides. When both of you are on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I get it.
So
I get
that. It's a bit hard, you know, because it's all interconnected. So it was, yeah. So
okay.
The hate got lesser because I guess time went by and people saw that I was improving as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still get hate today?
Sometimes, but very little.
But for what?
This is not a trigger for y'all to send me hate. Legit, it's not a trigger. But
all the haters be like, we've been slacking, guys.
Come on, man. Damn it. She's too confident now. She's too happy.
Yeah. It got better. It got better. Good. Definitely, right. Definitely.
If you're not an influencer, what would you be doing now?
Oh, good question.
Ooh, definitely a childcare teacher.
Childcare teacher?
Yeah, I was learning early childhood.
But I thought you didn't like it.
Yeah, but if it was my only choice.
That's the only thing you know how to do.
No, because...
Yes? No?
Okay, so my dad told me that I should pick it as what I wanted to study.
Uh-huh.
But because I want to study mass comm, but damn, girl not smart enough.
Okay.
Girl not smart enough. No, like, I got like 15 and I think the cutoff was like maybe 12.
Close.
Yeah, I went for an interview, but it didn't work out. It didn't pan out. So I got into early childhood, and he said that, you know, it's a good niche. And I thought that I wanted to do it because I actually really love kids.
Okay.
Yeah, but teaching kids is another thing.
Yes.
And it being in a classroom with like 20 kids is another thing.
Have you done it before? You mentioned that you would have to visit childcare.
Yeah,
center.
I have to visit the childcare center maybe like every Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said they would put it near my house. They did not. It's so far. So, yeah.
Alright, so in the event that, let's just say your social media influencer career doesn't pan out, so is being a childcare teacher still like in the works?
Nah.
Is it still viable?
Nah, actually.
So you have no backup plan?
No, I do. I was actually thinking of online. You know, like online studying?
Okay. You are so realistic.
Why?
Because when they ask you if you're not an influencer, you're talking about like what you've learned and stuff. But if you could choose to be anything
in life.
Yeah.
Anything I want in life. Actually,
makeup artist.
You're known for your
makeup, right?
Oh my god, stylist.
Like fashion stylist.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I love clothes more than I love makeup. Like, I love them both a lot. But I feel that my Instagram is more like fashion.
Okay.
More than makeup. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, more fashion than makeup actually. Yeah, because I would really like go and look at different shops and see like what they have.
So a stylist.
Like what's in style.
Where do you shop from? Like your go-to place?
Wow. I'm sponsored by Fashion Nova, but I've always been a fan since I was very, very young.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing. Like, you know, it is basic, but I love it.
I shop for Debbie at Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing. Yeah. Tiger Mist.
Yeah, yeah. Tiger. Oh my god, Tiger Mist was my secondary school like go to website. Yeah.
She's so young. Jeez.
Wow. You guys.
All right. What is your favorite makeup product?
Favorite makeup product? Like essential or like my just my favorite?
Favorite.
Okay, both.
Yeah.
Essential. Okay, I got embroidered brows already, so that's okay. Mm. You can do eyelash extensions. Let me see. Oh, concealer. You need concealer.
Okay.
Mm. That's an essential. My favorite makeup product. This is a hard, very hard
question. Is it brand or product?
Product.
Product, oh, okay.
Okay, what I love now is the Too Faced concealer. I don't know which one, what is it called? But it's the, I think I featured it before on my Instagram, but it's the Too Faced concealer. It's like a circular bottle.
Okay.
I will post it somewhere, somehow. But yeah.
Okay.
That is like one of the best concealers I've been using.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't relate, but hopefully the female audience.
It's like amazing.
Yeah. Other makeup it's audience.
Amazing.
Can relate.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done plastic surgery?
No, I've not done plastic surgery. Okay, the only thing I've done is the normal stuff, like, you know, Botox.
You've done Botox?
Yeah, to make your jaw smaller.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Botox.
Speaking to her, I feel so old because I always assume, like,
Botox was for old people.
Yeah.
No.
So now it's for young people too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can make your jaw smaller.
Okay.
So you have a smaller face. But
you have a more V-shaped face.
Because last time my jaw was very broad, kind of thing. Like boxy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Boxy. Minecraft looking?
Like if you look at my other...
Okay.
Like Mike Wazowski.
Oh, damn. His is really round. yeah. Then I stitched my eyelids.
Stitched your eyelids.
Yeah. Because I had single eyelids.
Oh. I see.
Yeah. So okay. My eyes look a bit bigger now. Then I've done nose threads. So that only lasts for a year. The nose threads only lasts for a year.
Oh yeah, what are nose threads?
Okay, so they insert the thread from like, is it here? Yeah, here. They insert the thread like inside.
And what does that do?
That basically, okay, so you have a higher bridge.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's, yeah, like this area, you have a higher bridge. And then it also kind of makes your nose smaller. So it pushes it in, like lifts it up actually.
So basically all it does is just like pulls it up in a way.
Yeah.
So is it different than a filler?
I don't think filler have the same after effect look.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So if you wanna, I don't know how to explain. Because I've never done fillers for my nose before. But
I have done fillers. I don't know.
But my doctor say that nose threads are like much better.
Are you planning to do any other stuff?
I wanted to do my boobs, but I'm just like,
There was a time you started a fundraiser, right?
GoFundMe.
It was really a joke.
Okay.
It was really a joke. Everyone took it seriously. I was like, chill, guys.
But why would you joke about that?
Okay, not everyone in America. They always like, GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
All right.
It was just like a GoFundMe.
Okay. Sorry. But people took it seriously.
Yeah, people took it seriously.
Were there any donations?
I wasn't even serious. I didn't even check.
Okay.
But I mean, you needed to have an account
if
you wanted to donate, right?
Yeah, I think I put the link. Did I?
I can't remember.
I just put a link for comedic purposes. But I guess my humor was bad last time.
I don't think a lot of people got the joke.
I don't think so too.
The thing was that we were actually discussing, is it real? Do you think she actually meant it? Like, I don't know, man. It might be dark humor. It might be deep. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I guess some people don't understand my humor.
But would you actually get a boob job?
Right now, I do think like twice. Like, you know, you see girls with like boob jobs, like, wow, very nice. But then when you want to bring yourself to do it, it's like, I don't know. I might regret.
What would you regret if you did it? Like that it'll hurt or that your body will be different?
I would want it to be the same again. Like, then I have to go and take it out. Like, I don't want to do that. Okay. So I'll just chill with my small titties.
All right. Okay. That's cool. Okay. How do you make yourself feel confident?
Feel confident.
Because you seem like someone who does feel confident.
Fake it till you make it.
Really?
Honestly, I'm a ball of anxiety.
Okay.
Like, as you can see just now, I kind of show you a bit of like my jittery.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like my courage, liquid courage.
All right, apple juice, right?
I'm out of, I still got courage. My hot coffee.
Mm. Yeah, but I do get very, I do worry about a lot of things. I'm very like jittery and
me
stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, but I just don't show it.
So what do you do to,
what
how
I do
you mask it?
Yeah. What do I do?
How do you do, what do you do to mask it?
Really fake it till you make it?
Yeah, just believe in yourself, man.
Okay.
Because you know, you've gone through, I saw this quote yesterday. Like, you've gone through like 100% of your bad days. Like, what can another day be?
Mm. So, okay. Or just look, basically, just you look on the bright side.
Just try to, you know, get through it.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I think she meant like confidence as in outlook wise.
Maybe. Do you have anything to say about that?
All stems down to self-love, actually.
Okay.
Because you are just stuck with yourself. True. But if you want to change something about yourself, go ahead. You know?
Mm,
if you want plastic surgery, go ahead. If it makes you feel happy. Yeah, but still, what self-love is really like deep down inside.
Would you say there is a limit to how much one should do to themselves in terms of plastic surgery? Or is there no limit?
If they're happy, then go ahead.
Because all comes down to happiness.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to care about what people think about you. You die alone. That's always my motto. Like,
you die alone.
You
really die alone. Like, no one's gonna die with you.
I mean, Romeo and Juliet died together.
Yeah, but you still die alone.
Okay. Okay.
In a sense.
Okay. The next question. Wow.
Wow, like mind blowing. Wow, like, what are people thinking?
I feel like it's something I shouldn't ask.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
But I'm still going to
it. Anyway. Let's do it.
Okay.
Do you still love Ridwan?
Oh my god.
She's like, whoa.
It's taking a long time to answer. Yo, what's with the hesitation?
Give her time, man. Give her time. Okay. Dude, give the girl time.
Alright.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because I mentioned that my last ex, yeah, I really loved him.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't work.
But
don't
you still
love
okay.
Ridwan
okay. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
So you still have you still love your other ex. In a different way.
No, I do love him.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you can get over someone real quick, right? Then what's the point in the
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for being so honest.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's put it in a scenario, okay? Where let's just say Ridwan gets injured, will you be worried?
In front of me.
Like, just in general,
that's a no.
No, like in front
the
of
fact
me,
that she has to come up with like sentences.
That's a no unless maybe. Appears in front of him.
Yeah. No, I saw the Instagram story of him like injuring his head.
You have to be specific for which
one. I know which one. Because I was
okay, that
the,
one.
The real bleeding one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
oh, God.
Were you worried? Or were you like, just like, oh, just
I was
another.
Like, huh.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. We have to accept an answer.
Yeah. I just like, huh. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just like, what did he do again? Why is he so stupid?
Yeah.
Like, because he does these like clumsy-ass things.
Yes.
Yeah, he's freaking clumsy, so.
But. Did you check on him or
oh, no, I
do
didn't.
You feel the need to check on him? Or do you want to know whether he's alright?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what?
if it was your ex.
Which ex? Okay.
Let's just say one of your ex.
Yeah, okay.
How would you feel?
Nah. I don't even follow her on Instagram, so yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We just like shading.
No, I don't.
It's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair. A fair
yeah,
answer.
It's a fair answer.
Like you say, take away what doesn't make you happy.
Exactly.
Seeing her doesn't make me happy, so I just unfollow her.
Because it's none of your business anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't want it to be.
Everyone has a responsibility for themselves.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
How much do you spend on your clubbing every time you go?
Oof. Oh, that's a good question. Usually when I go out, like, you know, if my friends say, you want to share? Then I'm like, yeah, sure.
Share table?
Like table. Okay. You want to share table? I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm chill. But most times, it's, you know, they have the guys pay And then I do offer though. I like text them like, hello, how much was yesterday? I really, really want to pay. Like, can you just let me pay, please? Like, stop paying for me. Then they were like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, let's rephrase the question then. What is the most you've spent in
most
one night?
Most I've spent.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's my birthday. Honestly, I don't spend a lot. I'm not a person that spends a lot. My birthday, maybe like, my dad was nice enough to pay half. So it was like 800 total. So I just paid 400.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a small birthday. So.
Cool. All right. So, but honestly, at what age do you enter your first club? When did you start?
Oh. Oh, like 15.
Oh. Wow.
Sorry.
Well, sorry. Okay, it's okay to be fair.
It's not okay. I wouldn't say it's okay. Don't give the viewers the wrong idea.
It's really not okay, guys. To be fair. Don't do it.
Yes, it's wrong. I myself had a fair share of going for underage clubbing. I went when I was 16.
Mm-hmm. It's better to wait though. Because it's more excitement.
Right. Yes. Because when I reached 18, I was like, oh, I'm done with clubbing. Well, not really, but you know what to expect. You know, like, you take away the fun.
Well, since we're talking about underage clubbing, right? You know, there was one time where we actually bumped into each other in a club.
Where?
What is it?
Zouk?
No, not Zouk. It was one of the clubs near Sentosa, right?
We bumped into each other?
Yes, I bumped into...
When was this?
Wave House.
No.
Sentosa?
At St. James. Yeah, at St. James Station. Okay, so
Powerhouse.
Powerhouse. I think so. Yes. I was there. You were there. And Reid was there.
But you guys were not talking
to us. No, I think that was the one where she tripped right in front of us.
I tripped?
There was one time where you tripped right in front of us. Yes.
I saw you fell.
You were right in front of me. Yes. You fell right in front of me.
Yes.
I didn't fall right in front of you though.
You were on autopilot mode. Maybe.
Well, I felt in front of the bouncer.
Who was in front of our table?
Who was probably in front of our table?
Oh my god! Well, it seems so like so embarrassing.
Yeah,
I remember that night.
Yeah,
very clearly.
No, and Reid told me that he thought that I went to tell the bouncer that she was underage, and I tried to get them kicked out.
Yeah,
I didn't.
No, he kept telling me like, stay away from me so Chen Hao doesn't kick you out. Then I'm like, what you tripping on, bruh?
Yo, man. So I would do nothing like that.
He tripping on.
When I heard him say that, I was actually pretty shocked. Like, what kind of person do you think I am, man? That I would like ruin someone's night just because of like some...
Actually, I always thought you were like evil because of the description.
Evil?
Yeah.
What description?
Like mean. I hear.
Evil in a... Okay. To be fair, evil in a different kind of evil, you know?
Also, you think I'm evil too, huh?
Dude, we know it's you're evil.
What?
Maybe like smart, strategic kind of evil.
He's on a different frequency of evil, okay?
What?
It's not diabolical. It's more...
Like him being so allergic to like what we're saying right now.
I know, right?
He's gonna combust right now.
He knows.
Yeah, I'm about to like cut his pay.
What? but you know what? I from that night, I actually have a photo. I actually kept this photo for the longest time.
Right.
This photo is of myself, Chen Hao, Yaya, and Huang Aang. Huang Aang was there that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I remember Yaya.
Yeah, I've had this photo with me for the longest time. I've actually transferred Why? It out for like four hard drives.
What about this photo is so...
Because I think that night was the first night I ever made money off my first client. It was a KFC client, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. And it was the first time I actually bought, like, I actually, like,
you bought some stuff for us.
Yeah,
Then bought some stuff.
It was the first time I actually, treated my friends without having asked them to chip in or something.
So sweet. Yeah.
No, and that's one thing I love about you. You always buy stuff for us.
Lamb chops.
Yeah.
That sounds like a...
He's a good guy.
Good dad move.
But yeah, it was very...
What did you just call me?
Yeah.
A good dad move.
You're a good dad.
He's the real dad.
Oh, come on. You have the...
Just call me boomer. I know you want to call me a boomer.
Yeah, okay, but you're a boomer. Yeah. You are a boomer. You are the oldest young person I know.
What?
Are you taking time to process this? Like, oldest young person
or the youngest old person?
No, you're the oldest young person because you are literally not that old. But you act like you're so old, man.
Okay, okay. All right, next question.
Okay. Yeah. But I did none of the sort, just to clarify.
Yes, yes, yes. We just laughed at you, but that's about it.
Yeah. We laughed at you falling. But to kick someone out, yeah, like, that takes a lot of like hatred, you know.
I fall all the time. No, really, really, really. I have a huge scar on my leg, right? That is because I fell in a drain when I was drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. How big?
Like this.
That is the size of a...
I would say a lime.
Wait, what?
No, I...
A lime?
Strawberry.
A strawberry.
Like this.
Strawberry.
Like this.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Usually when people strawberry. Do like something like this, they refer to something else.
Yeah.
So, a strawberry.
Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry. Okay. No, like, don't look here, look... Here.
Okay, maybe not. Let's drop a rambutan. Yeah, let's not do strawberry.
Okay, the next question: did breaking up with Ridwan affect your career?
No.
No.
I would say no, cause I think before we even got together, I was already kind of a person of myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like I completely like break down.
Did it boost your career?
Actually, not very much. Not that I know of. Yeah, okay. I don't think it boosted that much. It's only when we're together then, like, obviously it's bound to join forces kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. But after it was just, I think I just like, yeah. I don't even know how to explain the situation.
All right.
Just exposure.
It was just a really drastic. It just poof.
Are you still confused about everything that have happened?
Confused.
Yeah, from my conversation with you today, I get the vibe. I understand sort of how you feel, but it seems like you haven't been able to put it into words. So it may seem
because I feel the things that I know cannot be put into words.
Okay.
And I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Because, you know, the past is the past. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want anyone to take sides anymore. Because this thing has been going on for like a while.
And you're so done with it.
Right? Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah, you see my face. I just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you both need more shots when the clubs ban on clubs has been relifted.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your honesty today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for coming down. I mean,
thank you.
Why would you even agree?
Yeah, dude.
Cause I feel like right now is an okay time to talk about things. Cause things have been not so hectic anymore.
Yeah.
Like, last time things were very hectic.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
And like I said, it would be inappropriate to. I mean, given the circumstance, but I think we're good. I think we're good.
You think?
I feel like
We're cool. We're cool.
Yeah, I feel like this is closure. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like some sort of closure for us.
Yeah. It is.
Clear the air.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Addressing the elephant in the room.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can't think of any more puns, but yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are on Spotify as well. So if that's you guys want to listen to this. We are on Spotify.
That's right.
And our next guest, let us know who you want to see. I think maybe Ryan from NOC.
Yeah, well, let's speak into existence. Ryan from NOC. we got Nicole Chu. We got Ryan.
Manifest it.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Click here to subscribe and click here to watch our latest video. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for coming.
I'll do it for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. See you in the next podcast.
See ya.
Bye-bye.